BBC News with Julie Candler. A gunman has opened fire inside the Jewish Museum in the Belgian capital Brussels, killing three people and seriously injuring a fourth. The Belgian Prime Minister, Elio Di Rupo, said his country was united in the face of an evil attack in a Jewish cultural place. Ben Wright is in Brussels.
Security has been increased at Jewish-related sites across Belgium in response to this attack. Two women and one man were killed inside the Jewish Museum in the fashionable Sablon district of the city when a gunman opened fire in the middle of the afternoon. A fourth man was seriously wounded and is being treated in hospital. Police have arrested one person they're treating as a suspect who drove away from the scene by car. Police are still searching for a second person who ran away from the museum after the shooting. The Interior Minister said everything pointed to this being an anti-Semitic attack.
Pope Francis has praised Jordan's leaders for welcoming Syrian refugees and for their efforts to seek a lasting peace in the region. The Pope was speaking in the Jordanian capital Amman at the start of a three-day visit to the Middle East. Jeremy Bowen is travelling with the Pope.
The highlight of the day was an open-air mass at Amman Stadium. Only around 2 to 3% of Jordanians are Christians, and they're mainly Orthodox, not Catholic. But there were Christians here from across the region. Arab Christians feel beleaguered and threatened by Islamist militancy, and a papal visit is a rallying point for them. The Pope insists his trip is about religion, not politics, but he's heading for Jerusalem, where everything is political. It will take diplomatic skill to avoid controversy.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned a remark by the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, in which he's reported to have compared Russia to Nazi Germany because of its actions in Ukraine. Bridget Kendall reports from Moscow.
3 days since this storm broke, and now a direct reaction from the Russian President to the idea that his actions over Ukraine may have prompted Prince Charles to compare him to Hitler. Speaking to international news agencies at Russia's annual business conference, Mr. Putin asked them to pass on a message to both Prince Charles and the Prime Minister. I didn't hear it myself, said Mr. Putin, but if he did say that, then it's unacceptable. This is not royal behaviour.
The final of Europe's most prestigious football competition, the Champions League, is drawing to a close in Lisbon. For the first time, two teams from the same city, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, reached the final. Atletico led for much of the match after taking the lead in the 36th minute, but Real equalised in the last minute of added time. Extra time is now being played, with the latest score still 1-1. World News from the BBC. The son of a Hollywood film director has been identified by his family as the gunman who killed six people in a series of drive-by shootings in the U.S. city of Santa Barbara. The suspect, Elliot Roger, was found dead inside a car which earlier sped through a student neighborhood, spraying bullets at passers-by. Alistair Leithhead has more.
A lack of success with women was apparently his motive, and he wanted retribution, as he put it. The killer's father is a British filmmaker, Peter Roger. The family's lawyer said Elliot had a history of mental illness, and the police had been warned. Shootings in America are alarmingly frequent, and often involve disillusioned or mentally ill young men in a country where there's easy access to guns.
Thailand's new military rulers have dissolved the country's Senate in a further step to consolidate power following a coup on Thursday. The move gives full legislative power to the army, which has already dissolved the lower house of parliament, suspended the constitution, and arrested senior politicians. The military said the king had acknowledged a letter from the army chief, but there was no indication whether he had endorsed the coup. The High Court in Malawi has overruled an attempt by President Joyce Banda to annul the country's presidential and parliamentary elections. The court ordered the Electoral Commission to continue counting votes from this week's polls. Mrs. Banda is in second place according to preliminary results, trailing Peter Mutharika, the brother of the late President Bingu Wa Mutharika. The biggest prize at the Cannes Film Festival, the Palme d'Or, has been awarded to the Turkish drama Winter Sleep. The British actor Timothy Spall won the Best Actor prize for his role as the British painter J.M.W. Turner. Critics hailed his performance as riveting in the biopic Mr. Turner. The Best Actress award went to Julianne Moore for her role in the film Maps to the Stars. And the American director Bennett Miller won the Best Director award for Foxcatcher. BBC News.